Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es in Menachais, Perigimel Mishnah Zayin. Our list continues of things that come as a set. Without everything, you have nothing. Shiva Kenei Menoira, the seven branches of the Menoira, Ma'akvin Zezeh. The Pasuk says there were six branches coming out of the sides, one in the middle. A Menoira without the seven branches is not a Menoira. Not as much as the Chiyav in the Beis HaMikdash is concerned. Shiva Nerisel Ma'akvin Zezeh, the seven lamps of the Menoira are needed. On top of each of the seven branches, there was a, what we call a lamp or a cup, in which the oil and the wicks were put into. Weiter stei parashiyos shebe mezuzah ma'akvezuazu. In a mezuzah, there's Shema and Vahaya im Shemaya. You need both. It's not like, well, I only have one parasha, so it's half a mezuzah. It's nothing. Not only that, v'filu kesav echad ma'akvan. Even the way it's written, every one letter is necessary. Every letter in the mezuzah has to be written according to halacha. That's the letter itself, and adds the batanura that the letters can't touch each other. It has to be surrounded by pyramid. The same is true for tefillin and a sefer Torah. Weiter says the Mishnah, arba parashiyos shebetfillin ma'akvezuazu. The four parashiyos that are inside tefillin, kadesh, ve'kiviyach, shema, v'hoyim, shemaya, are each necessary. You have only three, you have no tefillin. And it makes no difference, says the Bat Tanura, whether we're talking about the tefillin Shel Rosh, where each of the four parashiyos are written on a separate klaf, on a separate parchment, or whether we're talking about the tefillin Shel Yad, where all of the four parashiyos are written on one parchment. And here too, v'afilu kesav echad ma'akvan, as explained previously. Every single letter of all four parashiyos has to be written al pi halacha, including the din of Hakafas Gevil, that they can't touch each other. Vaitra says in Mishnah Arba, tzitzis ma'akvezuazu. If you only have three tzitzis, in other words, on three corners of your baghead, there are three sets of tzitzis, but you don't have the fourth one, it's not like you have, well, it's mostly good, you have nothing. Sharbarton mitzvah achas, because the four of them are one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, although Rabbi Shmuel holds that arbaton arba mitzvahs, that the four sets of tzitzis are actually four different mitzvahs. So according to Rabbi Shmuel and Chanami, if you only have tzitzis for three corners of your baguette, so put that on. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, quickly chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, Perigimel Mishnah Zayin, the seven branches of the Menorah are indispensable. You need all of them. Same is true for the little cups or lamps on top of each branch. By the way, it doesn't say the Menorah had to be gold. The Menorah was kosher even if it was made out of metal. As a matter of fact, the Chashmei Noyim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they made it out of little spears. They didn't have anything else to make the Menorah out of to start with. But they have to have seven branches. And you know something else? You're not allowed to have a Menorah in your house that has seven branches. That's only for the Beis HaMikdash. Two parashiyos in the mezuzah are Ma'akvezuazu, Shema V'hayim Shemaya, and every single word, every single letter, actually, has to be written properly. One is missing, the whole mezuzah is not good. That's learned from the Pasuk Uchsav Tam, the Gemara Darshins, V'kosav Tam. It has to be a complete writing. Nothing can be missing, and as the Bat Tanura explained, the letters aren't allowed to touch each other. There's an interesting shaila. Let's say you have a endachaf, and it comes all the way to the bottom. There's no space underneath the endachaf, but it's not touching another letter. Is the din of a kafas gavil that the letters can't touch each other, or is it a halacha that each letter has to be surrounded by pyramid? Well, that's a shaila that's discussed by the Paiskim. You can take a look in the Mishnah Brura or Chaim Simon Lamed Beis. Vayter says the Mishnah, the four parashiyos in tefillin are a complete set. Three doesn't get you anywhere. That Shema v'hoyim Shemaya, Kadosh v'yakiv yacha. You vade have to have these four parashiyos. There's a machloikas Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam what the order of the parashiyos are. You have to have all four. In the Tefillin Shel Rosh, each parasha is in a separate klaf. That's why the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you see the four compartments. That's halacha l'Moshe Sinai. In the Tefillin Shel Yad, it's in one klaf, all four parashas. But either way, you need all four, and even one letter that's not written properly or not surrounded by pyramid would passel the entire tefillin. You need all four tzitzis. And then we had a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel who says, no, here when it comes to tzitzis, Rabbi Shmuel holds, although the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel holds that each one is a separate mitzvah. The Mefarshim discuss over here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how could you wear a beged of four corners without all four tzitzis? Aren't you being mevatel the mitzvah? If your tzitzis become pasul, you're not allowed to wear the beged. Now, we don't go anywhere without our tzitzis. But technically speaking, you have a chi of tzitzis once you put on four corners. So the Mefarshim explain, and again, maybe you had your bar mitzvah shetel about this, because there's a shagasariya about this, that. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you do what you can, you're not mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if you have a four-cornered baget and all you have is three, put on the three. You did what you can. You're not being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shailah is what would be. You can look in the Taisis Yom to see the shailah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, can you go out on Shabbos with a baget that has only tzitzis on three corners? L'halacha, you can't. Because if it's not kosher tzitzis, it's called carrying. Okay, so we're just being me'oir with these shailahs. Just reminding you, even though you know the Mishnah, there's a lot more to learn. L'maisel pi halacha, you need all four tzitzis, and if you don't have all four, it's as if you have a beged without tzitzis at all.